Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you. As you listen to this radio program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a powerful chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Today we're going to discuss the awesome power of love. Love is not just a sentimental human emotion, as we have often caused and given it credit for. It is by far the most powerful force in the universe. As we observe the difficult things surfacing all over the world at this time to be healed and transmuted back into light, we can clearly see how vital love is in this purging process. As we share this special time together today, remember that we are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. As this program evolves week by week, you are becoming aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are an empowered and beloved child of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. I'm sharing information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during this radio program, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought and take it into your heart of hearts. Then ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life and reaching your highest potential. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Today we're going to explore some really important aspects of our Mother God's divine love. This enlightening information is being given to humanity from on high with the divine intent of expanding greater clarity and understanding within our knowing as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on earth. So remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So as we share together today, open your heart and mind and be here now. The title that I've given this radio program is, and the answer is, love. No matter what the question or problem is, the answer is always love. Love is not, as I mentioned, just a sentimental emotion. It is an unfathomable power that, when truly acknowledged and understood, will transform our lives into expressions of love, abundance, health, happiness, abounding joy, and spiritual enlightenment. The information pouring forth from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth at this time is focusing on the return of the divine feminine, our Mother God, which was the aspect of deity that was forced to withdraw from the earth when we closed our heart centers and fell into the abyss of fear and pain after the fall, which occurred eons ago. Bringing the masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God into balance within us once again is a critical step in transforming our lives, and it is a vital activity of light that is taking place now within each and every one of us. I'd like to begin this sharing today with a meditation. Let's join together in consciousness as we sit comfortably in our chairs with our arms and legs uncrossed and our spines as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes as you go within to the divinity of your heart. I will lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally, but know that we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity because we are one with all life. So we invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth to join with us in this activity of light. And as we are lifted up, the I Am presence of every human being on the planet will lift up their souls as well. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being, until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God are working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life, and the continuity of love in all the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. Now, within this force field of my Mother God's unfathomable divine love, I continue invoking the light of God on behalf of all humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. O Father, Mother, God, I now invoke the full momentum of your divine light and the light of the entire company of heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door that no one can shut for this divine light. In truth, I accept my reality as a beloved child of God. I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God is now flowing to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of our Mother God's love. I am the mighty I Am Presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my divine mother's love, all life on earth is lifted into the immaculate concept of the divine plan for planet earth. We are now experiencing all of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Within this divine concept of infinite physical perfection, every man, woman, and child remembers that they are beloved children of God. Every person comprehends the divine truth that all life on this planet is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Through this knowing, a new sense of oneness and reverence for all life begins to stir within each heart flame. And the love of our Mother God floods the earth through humanity's fifth dimensional solar heart chakras. As the love of God flows through each person's heart flame, they are lifted up and their lives are transformed. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which contain the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on earth. These solutions begin to flow into the conscious mind of light workers everywhere. And every person willing to add to the light of the world awakens to this sacred knowledge. The light workers join together in consciousness to create the perfection of heaven on earth. All traces of pain and suffering begin to be transmuted through the power of this light. Every concept of lack and limitation ceases to exist, and the abundance of God floods the earth and penetrates into the open heart and mind of every evolving soul. People everywhere begin to perceive and acknowledge the divinity that is blazing in their heart flames. Humanity knows and accepts at long last that all life is divine. This realization inspires every person to feel and express love and mutual respect for every particle of life evolving on this planet. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanity continually empower the perfection of heaven on earth, the physical plane is being transformed and transfigured. The body of Mother Earth is being restored into a verdant paradise of splendor and light. The life of every living being is filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity, fulfillment, enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine quality of our Father, Mother God. Mother Earth dons her seamless garment of light as she ascends further up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth dimensional solar reality. Through this activity of light, the heavens are rejoicing. And our Father, Mother, God respond, "Welcome home, beloved children. Well done." And so it is. I am. I am. I am. Through the divinity pulsating within every heart flame, this divine vision, the immaculate concept of the rebirth of planet Earth, is being secured in the physical world of form, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of humanity and awakening light workers. We accept that this activity of light will increase with every breath we take until the full perfection of the new earth is physically manifest, and all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body. I gently move my fingers and my toes, and I exhale gently as I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. As I listen to the rest of this program, I now relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental and emotional bodies as they are expanded through every heart flame into the physical, etheric, mental and emotional strata of the planet Earth. Beloved ones, we have victoriously passed through the initial impulse of the shift of the ages and previously unknown frequencies of divine consciousness from our Father, Mother, God are now pouring into the mental and emotional strata of Earth through the heart flames of all humanity. During the next several years, humanity will also be bathed with unprecedented frequencies of divine love from a rare Venus transit which we are now in the midst of. These extraordinary celestial events are providing all of us with an opportunity to transform our lives into what we want them to be. At last, we have the ability to reclaim our divine birthrights as sons and daughters of God. With our unified hearts, we have the ability to fulfill our purpose and reason for being, and to manifest the perfection of heaven on earth. It is our divine intention, through our creative faculties of thought and feeling, and our gift of free will, that will allow this to manifest according to the divine plan. The intent of this divine intervention that we are now experiencing is to help humanity reverse the devastating effects of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago, so that we will all understand the magnitude of the opportunity that is now being presented to each of us individually and to all of us collectively. Today I'm going to share a very condensed version of what happened to humanity during our fall from grace. These tragic events corrupted the divine plan and catapulted the children of God into a quagmire of pain and suffering, which we have been experiencing for millennia. This quagmire of pain and suffering is now being pushed to the surface as the light of God increases on earth so that we can transmute it back into light and move forward into the infinite perfection of the new earth. In the beginning, our cosmic Father, Mother, God, the all-encompassing, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent aspect of God, all that is, decided to create individualized expressions of divinity in order to have additional reflections of life to love and adore. These individualized expressions of light are you and me, the children of God. The children of God include you and me and every other evolving human being. We are created in the image of our God parents, and we are invested with the divine potential of our Father, Mother, God. This includes our creative faculties of thought and feeling, as well as our gift of free will. The initial plan was that the sons and daughters of God would use these gifts to co-create new expressions of divinity, perpetually expanding the body of God. Our godparents determined that we would experience the effects of our creations more quickly if we abided within the constraints of a time and space continuum. So the third dimensional Earth was created within our solar system, the system of the great central sun of Alpha and Omega. Within this system, the Earth became our schoolroom of learning. We've all heard the story of Adam and Eve, and for thousands of years people have tried to interpret this story literally, but it is actually a metaphor that was given to humanity in very simple terms that we could understand. It is now time for the mystery of God to be fulfilled, and the beings of light are revealing new levels of clarity and understanding from the realms of truth to help us move forward at a greatly accelerated pace. It is said that Adam, the masculine aspect of deity, came first, because when our godparents, our Father, Mother, God, are creating a manifest form, the first thing that happens is that our Father God sounds a keynote, a cosmic tone. This celestial sound forms the matrix or the geometric pattern for whatever it is that is being created. We have all heard the statement, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." This is what that statement is referring to, the cosmic tone that is sounded by our Father God at the beginning of the creation of any manifest form. It is then said that Eve, the feminine aspect of God, came after Adam, because once the geometric pattern is formed by the cosmic tone of our Father God, our Mother God projects a magnetic ray of divine love into the heart of the matrix. This force field of divine love is the cohesive power that magnetizes the unformed primal light into the matrix and holds this light, the electrons, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of light, in the particular pattern or form. The more accurate interpretation of the Adam and Eve metaphor would have been that Eve came from Adam's heart, not Adam's rib. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God are both necessary in order for physical manifestation to take place. This is true whether we are talking about a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, a solar system, or the universe. For life to exist, both polarities, our masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God, must be present. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. The masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemisphere, activating our rational, logical minds. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the power center of our throat chakra. The light from our Father God is sapphire blue, And once it is expanded through the left brain and the power center of the throat, it is anchored in the divinity of the heart, and it forms the blue flame of power within the immortal, victorious, threefold flame that is pulsating in every person's heart. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother God blazed into our right brain hemisphere. This activated our creative, intuitive minds. It then expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the love center of our heart chakra. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink, and after activating the right brain hemisphere and expanding through the heart chakra, it was anchored in the divinity of the heart, forming the pink flame of divine love within the immortal, victorious threefold flame in our hearts. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced, which they were in the beginning, the masculine and feminine power of our essence is also balanced. Our Father God's blue flame radiates through the throat chakra, and it is balanced with our Mother God's pink flame, which radiates through the heart chakra. These two flames, in the beginning, merged into one magnificent violet flame, the full balanced power of our Father Mother God. This flame then ascends up into the brain structure, and it activates our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary and pineal glands, and the hypothalamus glands, as well as the ganglionic centers that pulsate at the base of our brains. Now, when our brain centers are activated by the violet flame, our crown chakras of enlightenment open to full breath, and we experience the birth of the Son or Daughter of God, which is known as Christ consciousness, or the Christ. This is forming the yellow-gold light of our Christ self, the essence of divine wisdom, enlightenment, and understanding, which is the true planetary Christ of God, the child of God, Christ consciousness. This divine presence is known as our planetary Christ self, and this is a child of God. Once the yellow-gold flame of enlightenment and Christ consciousness is activated through the crown chakra, it is then anchored into the middle of the immortal victorious threefold flame, completing the pink, blue, and gold flames which pulsate within our heart. This immortal victorious threefold flame is the full expression of what we have always referred to as the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, which is also referred to as the Holy Spirit, and the Son or Daughter of God's wisdom, which is referred to as the Christ or Christ consciousness. So prior to the fall, the sons and daughters of God evolved in the schoolroom of Earth in harmony and balance. Unfortunately, due to various circumstances that I won't go into here, there came a point in time when we began using our gift of free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to create discordant thought forms and feelings that conflicted with the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. This is the time that we have been told when we chose to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Over time, as we created negative thoughts and feelings through our actions and words and our thought and feeling process, our distorted human miscreations were projected onto the elemental substance of the physical plane. This is why in the allegory of Adam and Eve, it was mentioned that after the sons and daughters of God partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were banished from the perfection of the Garden of Eden. Because of the negative thought forms reflecting on the elemental kingdom, we started experiencing decay, disease, degeneration, and inclement weather conditions. Humanity began experiencing pain, suffering, and oppressive states of lack and limitation for the very first time. This was the beginning of our catastrophic fall from grace. When the sons and daughters of God began experiencing their humanly created painful situations and conditions, we didn't know how to handle them. So in a desperate attempt to stop the pain, we closed our heart chakras to prevent ourselves from feeling so much. Now our heart chakra, remember, is the portal through which our Mother God and her balancing momentum of divine love enters the physical plane. When we closed our heart chakras, our Mother God was forced to withdraw to a mere fraction of her original divine intensity. This disastrous event catapulted humanity into the depths of chaos and confusion. Without an open heart chakra, the children of God were able to receive barely enough of our Mother God's love to sustain our right brain consciousness. The divine feminine polarity of love and reverence for life, which normally flowed through us in perfect balance with the love and power of our Father God, was no longer able to balance the divine masculine polarity of power. This imbalance caused our right brains to become almost dormant, which in turn caused our spiritual brain centers to atrophy. This tragic event forced our crown chakras of enlightenment to close. This caused humanity to lose contact with our planetary Christ self, our God self, and we fell from a state of Christ consciousness and knowing into the illusion of separation and fear. We forgot that we are beloved children of God and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. When we fell from grace eons ago, we closed our heart chakras, causing our Mother God to withdraw from earth, and this imbalance caused us to be catapulted into states of confusion and chaos. Since our right brain was no longer receiving the full momentum of our Mother God's love, it became almost dormant. And with this loss of contact with our God self, we fell into the depths of this confusion. We forgot that we are beloved children of God and that all that our Mother God and Father God have is ours. We lost our way, and we could not remember that feminine love and reverence for life were supposed to be why we were here in the physical plane of Earth. When we started using our masculine power without the balance of our feminine love and reverence for life, literally, all hell broke loose. All we have to do to see the horrific results of that tragic state of affairs is to observe the negative things that are now being pushed to the surface to be healed in both our individual and our collective lives. Anything that is happening on the planet that reflects the abuse of power or the lack of reverence and love is evidence of the withdrawal of our Mother God. Almost every malady existing on the planet falls into this category. Since the fall, we have been struggling with the illusion of separation from our planetary Christ presence and the distorted belief that our fragmented, fear-based human egos are who we really are. Unfortunately, we fell into the depths of this misunderstanding when we forgot about our divinity. This void in our life caused us to start creating the imbalances that we now experience as our lower human ego. For the first time, we started using our gift of power without the balance of love and reverence for all life. This caused us to begin abusing our power. Fortunately, with the shift of the ages and the influx of divine love from our Mother God, all of this has now changed. Many miraculous events have prepared humanity for this cosmic moment. During the past several decades, selfless light workers all over the world have worked tenaciously with the company of heaven to help humanity raise our heads above the mud puddle of our human miscreations. Incredible activities of light have taken place that have actually changed the course of history and cleared the way for humanity to finally perceive the truth. I cannot go into all of the details here, but I want you to know that it is impossible to feel hopeless or fearful or alone once you understand the divine intervention that has taken place over the years on our behalf. If you are interested in learning about these courageous and life-transforming and empowering activities of light that were co-created through the unified efforts of the Company of Heaven and Embodied Humanity, they have been carefully documented in my books that are titled What on Earth is Going On? And Home, Heaven on Mother Earth. These two books are available on our website. And our website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Day by day, the light of God is increasing on earth, and everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. From outer appearances, it looks like things are getting worse, but that is an illusion. The problem is that we are able to clearly see the negativity that is being pushed to the surface all over the planet. But what we cannot easily see is the incredible influx of divine light that is pushing it to the surface. The cleansing that is currently taking place is what persuaded the prophets of old to refer to this unique moment as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. In spite of outer appearances, miraculous things have taken place within every man, woman, and child over the past several years. These changes have reversed the horrendous effects of the fall and moved every soul further up the spiral of evolution. These things have occurred within every evolving person on the planet, whether the person was consciously aware of them or not, because there have been myriad lightworkers serving as surrogates on behalf of humanity. And the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Each of our God selves, our I Am presence, have guided us through these experiences in perfect alignment with our individual divine plans and our highest good, even if we were not aware of this on a conscious level. I'd like to share with you a few of the life-transforming changes that have recently taken place. For instance, after the influx of light from harmonic convergence, which took place in August of 1987, humanity's sevenfold planetary spine with our seven major chakras and our corresponding meridians were raised up in vibration effectively enough to merge and become one with our 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spines and chakras and the meridians that now vibrate with the fourth-dimensional essence of our solar Christ presence. The solar Christ presence is a higher aspect, a fourth-dimensional aspect of our third-dimensional planetary Christ self. This vibrational shift allowed our 12 solar strands of DNA to be recalibrated to the higher frequencies of the fourth dimension. When this was accomplished, our energy, vibration, and consciousness was lifted higher, and our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence was able to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic, cellular level, thus raising the vibration of our four lower bodies into fourth dimensional frequencies of light. This process began the awakening of our right brain hemispheres in preparation for the return of our Mother God. Slowly, our pituitary and pineal glands began to awaken. In August of 2003, just before the shift of the ages, which actually took place between the solar and lunar eclipse in November of 2003, our fourth dimensional solar spines, chakras, and meridians were once again raised up in vibration by our God selves. This ascension of our fourth dimensional solar spine occurred effectively enough to allow it to merge and become one with our 12-fold fifth dimensional solar spines, chakras, and meridians. This fifth dimensional solar spine with our chakras and meridians is aligned with our fifth dimensional I Am presence. Our I Am presence is the divine presence that is a higher aspect of our fourth dimensional solar Christ presence. What that means is that now, for the very first time since we descended into the dense third dimensional schoolroom of learning eons ago, our I Am presence has direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This wondrous event paved the way for the return of our Mother God. With our I Am presence overlighting our fifth dimensional solar chakras, they were able to selflessly open to full breath to radiate forth the full momentum of our fifth dimensional solar light. The frequencies of the fifth dimension transcend the negativity of our humanly created discord. In this octave of light, only the infinite perfection of God can be sustained. This means that if a person is still releasing negative thoughts, words, actions, or feelings, those miscreated patterns drop below the vibration of our fifth dimensional chakras and cannot adversely affect them in any way. Since these chakras function above the fracas of negativity, surfacing to be healed all over the planet, we now have the ability to project the full power of God's healing light into these situations through our fifth dimensional solar chakras without contaminating the vibration, sound, or color of God's divine light. This greatly enhances our ability to serve as open portals of light and to be effective instruments of God during this unprecedented purging process that we are experiencing now. With the return of our Mother God, the divine masculine and feminine are now balanced within every heart flame. Humanity must now realign with the truth and the inner knowing of what the love of our Mother God really is in relation to our very existence. I'd like you to listen to these words from a higher level of divine awareness. Feel and know that through the expression of this activity of light that we are participating in on this sacred and holy day, Your I Am presence has lifted you up into its full embrace. Your fifth-dimensional solar spine and your 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras are open to full breath in the infinite perfection of the fifth dimension. The light of God, the 12 solar aspects of deity, are flowing through these chakras into the atomic and subatomic particles and waves of your fifth-dimensional solar-light bodies and into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, transforming these vehicles into a higher vibration, a crystalline essence of God's perfection. This activity of light is occurring through you in perfect alignment with your divine plan, and it is occurring simultaneously through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth through our divine intentions of loving all life free. Listen to these words as this activity of light is accelerated the maximum that cosmic law will allow in perfect alignment with your highest good and the highest good of every person evolving on this sweet earth. So much has been written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God that has been flowing into the planet since August of 2003 is increasing daily and hourly through humanity's balanced threefold flames, the immortal victorious threefold flame that is anchored in every heart. This divine love of our Mother God is the mightiest force in the universe. And on this sacred day, through our divine intentions, it is being greatly expanded through every particle and wave of life evolving on this sweet earth. This is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God, and it is the vibration through which we are now evolving back and ascending into the heart of God. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of this love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Our Mother God's love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Our Mother God's love is healing the illusion of separation. It is rejuvenating and revitalizing and making whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it is reverberating now with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Her love is the foundation, the cohesive power of creation, and the balance of the One, our Father, Mother God. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we know through all levels of consciousness that we are one with all life. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of God, the all-encompassing light of our Father, Mother, God. As our Mother God reclaims this earth and once again anoints humanity with the eternal light of divine love, we begin experiencing true peace. Her love is this sacred and holy day now resonating in the very core of our beings. It is not outside of ourselves. we no longer need to seek the divine feminine from afar. We need to merely accept that our Mother God has returned and that she is right here and right now, abiding within our heart flames in perfect balance with our Father God and the Christ presence, the essence of our I Am. Her love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of life. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and whispering love inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. Our Mother God is now reestablishing her covenant of love with the children of Earth, which is enhancing our ability to once and for all accept the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace. Through this covenant, the God supply of all good things is forever flooding into our hands and use. The glory of God's abundance is becoming a manifest reality, not only in this moment, but by reaching far beyond earth and time into eternity. The effulgence of our newly balanced heart flames is now creating an environment of love and upliftment around each of us. When we turn our attention to the balanced expression of our Father, Mother, God within our hearts, the illusion of separation is shattered. Our hearts are unified, and we once again experience the bliss of knowing our oneness. And we understand through new levels of clarity that love is all there is. This knowing evokes from within the deepest recesses of our beings a celestial song of thanksgiving and a reverent feeling of every sunrise we see, every flower that shares its perfume with us, every friend and loved one who warms our heart is a gift of God's sustaining love. These sacred gifts inspire our perpetual adoration to our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Our Mother God is this sacred and holy day, placing each of us, every man, woman, and child, within a mantle of her divine love. Through this gift of love, our nervous systems are being recalibrated to withstand higher frequencies of divine love than ever before. This mantle of love is helping now and will continue to help transform each of us into conscious, self-generating centers of light and love. The tremendous impetus and magnetic pull of our Mother's love is now flowing through our heart flames and will stir the souls of humanity. The invisible and resistless power of this love is piercing into the sleeping spiritual centers of every member of the human race and into the core of purity of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life, accelerating the awakening within each one. We now, as never before, have the ability to merge our personal service to life with God's service to life for the highest good of all concerned. Our Mother God's radiant universal love is now pouring through all of us without designating favor to any person, place, condition, or thing but with unconditionally loving every facet of life in the whole of creation. As we assimilate this activity of light in through and around our four lower bodies, we gently return our attention to the room, becoming aware of our physical bodies, in breathing, exhaling, as we again become one with the physical plane, yet open to all the realms of divine love through our Mother God. We accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished through full power to be maintained, eternally self-sustained, daily and hourly increased moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until we and all life evolving on this sweet earth are wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved ones, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our chalice of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and once again, my website is eraofpeace.org. You're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.